This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens Good Day program to Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
Chuchek, right? Or not Chuchek? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it takes us to get, it take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, the Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were, Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw, with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto. Says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia? James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah.
What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about.
Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like
was
one
the
of the
standard.
Brands of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty. And part of the Breakthrough Listen project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah, is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She
one?
Goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another
place.
Oh,
and doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
on a beach, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains. Manual reexamination confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So there are, we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
Yeah, sweet. Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay, here's some good news about a man who was fighting cancer. And this was just weeks before he was to wed his love. His name is Will Law. His doctor told him that he had an aggressive brain tumor just a couple of weeks before he got married. He's 39 years old. He was not only worried about his health, but whether the surgery would impact his memory as he was planning to get married. The surgeon said, Will... And talking to his fiance Lindsay, they both live in St. Petersburg, Florida. What should they do? And they agreed to get married before the surgery.
Sweet.
So he married this lady before he had surgery on his brain tumor, talking about how wonderful she is. He works in a brewing company. They had their proposal last August in front of family and friends. And then the problem, he was playing golf one day and he lost his grip and he fell down.
Wow.
He thought he had pinched a nerve in his neck or something. He tried CBD creams and that sort of thing for the pain relief. Didn't do him any good. He said his arm was just flapping away like a chicken wing. He couldn't control it. So he went to see the doctor, had an MRI. Apparently he had a car crash in 2015 and it affected his brain. And so he met with the neurosurgeon just before they got married. Should we postpone the wedding was the question from his wife-to-be. And Lindsay said, nope, we have to deal with it, but we're going to get married. And so they put their concern on hold for a little bit. They married on the beach in St. Augustine. The operation after that took 5 hours. He was awake for the whole operation. Lindsay, the now wife, remembers the surgeon telling her that Will had suffered a seizure while he was on the table, and as a result, they weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. So he apparently needs more treatment, but she said, I'm just happy to have him alive. There was a blood clot. I mean, this is...
What a good reminder, though, to find your happiness when you can.
Yes.
Because how many of us put off things that make us happy?
Yep. Right.
Because we think the timing isn't right.
Not off till tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Not a good idea. All right. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to her grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that develops into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of my...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Happy days are here again. Time for us to spend some quality time with a quality guy, Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. You can find where the radio is in many of the same states that carry this program, carry The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com.
Hey, I got that thing for you. Gen Z, new study just came out. It's in the Post, I think, just today. Gen Z gets more joy from seeing their pet happy than their significant other.
That's a way
and
for
it
you
echoed
to win,
by, echoed
win
by Gen X.
Friends. Yeah, there you go. How to get more listeners, win friends and influence people. My dog likes me better than he likes you.
You know, it's interesting, though, because how different generations treat animals differently. In fact, years ago, I did a whole story on the Today Show about the politics of dogs, how certain breeds were more conservative back then, and certain breeds were popular when there was someone liberal in office. Kind of interesting stuff about the breeds we have.
Do we have a new breed of Marjorie Taylor Greene dogs?
I don't know about Marjorie. Yeah. I don't know about her dogs. I can't believe the French Bulldog is now the number one dog in America. I cannot believe that. It shocks me. Right. Not that they're a bad dog, but they have a lot of medical issues.
Right.
And the thing expensive. Right now, who has $3,000 and $4,000 to spend on a puppy?
Right.
I don't get it. Go adopt.
Here's the research from a startup that's developed an AI-based app that scans your dog's nose, because apparently all dogs have completely unique nose prints, just like we have completely different fingerprints, and there's an app for you to figure out what it was. It's like a fingerprint machine. This is an app for your dog's nose. I don't know why we need to know more about a dog's nose print. I guess it's a way to help identify a lost dog, right?
Nose prints for a long time. Now what they're doing is some people in Europe, and I guess it's coming here too, is they have actual facial recognition for their pet.
Really?
So, in other words, the whole idea is that all these ideas are good, but it has to be registered centrally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
words, right. Is the Iowa Rescue going to know about your dog's nose print or your dog's facial ID? Mm-hmm. But if it's done properly, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the chips have saved thousands and thousands of dogs. Before that, the tags. Even before that, I go back to the days, and horrible days, when people used to tattoo the number on the inside of the dog's ear on the flank, so if the dog was stolen. So, yeah. But, you know, things have changed. I think it's a great idea. Anything that can help someone be reunited with a lost pet, as far as I'm concerned, is a good idea.
There's a Pet Now app on the marketplace that pet owners can use to register their dog's nose print by taking a picture with their smartphone. And apparently you can do the same thing for a cat as well. And once the image is captured, it's stored in this company's database. Anybody who comes across a lost animal can take a picture of the nose or the face and see if it matches, as you're suggesting, the same thing they can do with, you know, you on a camera in downtown New York, for heaven's sakes. Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. My only concern is that where's this ultimate database going to be? In other words, mm-hmm. just this one place you have to register. If it was, you know, maybe if they switch over eventually where instead of dog tags or in combination with when you register your dog, they do the nose print at that point and it goes into a national base. That would be a good idea. They have a national base like that for children, I think.
Yeah, I think they do.
You know?
All right, here's the story of a dog and a goat that are so close the shelter has decided them that the two of them must go up as a team for adoption. They were dropped off in an animal control unit. This is in Wake County, Florida, I believe. Felix is the dog. Cinnamon is the goat. And they've lived together since they were little hunga-bungas. The shelter says they usually take farm animals, but they could see that these two were so close that they wouldn't separate them.
You know,
so how about that?
That's the one thing that, you know, my two dogs were siblings, and they didn't want me to adopt both of them, and I forced them to make me give
them
both.
Why would they want you to take them both?
They only wanted to adopt one at a time to get more money. Anyway, anytime there's a bonded pair, take them home.
Absolutely. Yep, you can see that. Great therapy, too, for the owners. So that's something else to remember. And speaking of remembering, thepetshow.com is the web address you remember.
Great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Now 23 after the hour, talk radio review time. Jake Kirshner, Jennifer Warren, Doug Steffen to review what you are saying and feeling and thinking about some of the issues, the comment line, which is...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is in London on his first leg of his five-day European trip. He arrived over the weekend for a visit leading up to a NATO summit. Biden will meet with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak this morning and later visit with King Charles of Windsor Castle. He then travels to Lithuania to hold talks with NATO leaders in a show of support for Ukraine. The trip comes after the president announced the United States plans to provide cluster bombs to the Ukrainian military. At the same time, he made it clear it's his belief that now is not the time to bring Ukraine into NATO. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said sending cluster bombs to Ukraine is about keeping the country in the fight against Russia. Kirby said the Biden administration is mindful of the potential for civilian casualties caused by the cluster munitions. He added that Russian forces pose a greater risk to Ukrainian civilians and children. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back into the focus on today. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing?
Right.
People text, we're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree.
Yeah.
I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out. No, he's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that's, it's not my family, it's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know and they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Like, can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
ignoring it, delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life, liked, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, right. Leave me alone if you love me. All right, now, we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She's in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lizlo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes in the system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries,
raised
funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children, I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right. Don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it. But it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do.
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
Kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. They're and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Yeah. Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, but just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the ocean cleanup nonprofit. Ocean cleanup nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, that it's disgusting.
It is
what we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because it's worth the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. His name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think this is a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get up. What's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-336-0167. 800-336-0167. That's 800-336-0167. Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugar.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After the hour now on the Good Day program, time for another visit with. I was trying to think of how Johnny Carson used to introduce Karnak. You ever watch Johnny Carson? Elizabeth, are you too young to remember?
I might be a little too young for that.
But well, Karnak the Magnificent was the sage from the East who appeared every once in a while with magical powers and mystical information. So I'm putting you in that category, all right? So Elizabeth from Calitrin is here to talk about the best weight loss supplements. You know, we distinguish between Calitrin, which has no drugs in it, and other competitors that do have drugs. And I wonder if anybody, you take calls. There are counselors available when you are doing business with Calitrin. You want some help losing weight, getting some advice from people who have been there, done that. And Elizabeth, one of the counselors there, has been there and has done that. So I'm sure you get asked questions about what may be the top weight loss supplements and what's different about your product Calitrin than some of these others. I think the number one question that I get from people, you always say, I'm going to paraphrase this, Elizabeth. You always say that Calitrin is the only all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product. Is that true? Can you verify that?
As far as I know, yes, sir. You know, we've been doing this since 1997. And, you know, I've researched a lot of other stuff out there. I've actually tried a lot of other stuff out there. You know, there's no drugs or stimulants in Calitrin. It's also not going to be a quick fix fad product. We're not making claims like some of these other diet products where you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. It's not going to work like that. Healthy weight loss, your body does not actually want to work like that. Those processes work against your body. But with Calitrin, it's working with your body naturally to rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. So it's revving up your metabolism the way your body wants to, so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. You can feel better because you've got more energy with this boosted metabolism. And it's even great for sleep when you're taking it at bedtime, because when your body breaks down that collagen, it releases glycine and it helps you sleep more soundly. So it really is just so different than everything else out there that I know of. You know, I know a lot of people are trying these injections and they're trying, you know, these stimulant pills that are prescription and stuff. And, you know, everybody's got to do their own thing. But, you know, if you're wanting something that is proven safe and effective for 26 years, y'all, Calitrin is it. No drugs, no stimulants. It's safe. Even if you're on medications, it's not going to interfere with those at all. It really is actually good for you.
All right, so here's what I do. You can take this lesson from your friend Uncle Dougie, who has ice cream almost every night before he goes to bed. But I justify, and I think I fix the problem after I've had the ice cream. I take 4 Calitrin capsules, and in my mind, whether it's actually true or not, in my mind, I have equalized the balance that I need by taking 4 Calitrins after I've had ice cream. So whether that works or not, it may be you have to talk yourself into stuff. Whatever it is, it's pretty simple to use Calitrin. And what I like about it, as Elizabeth explains the best reasons for doing this, I like it because it'll help you keep the weight off. And I don't think there's anything else out there that I've been able to flush out that has that same effect on you, because you need to. Yeah, it's great. Lose the weight. Hooray. And then after that, you go back to you probably are doing some of the same things even while you're losing the weight. But now here's a way to lose the weight and to keep it off. I think that's one of the great sales points here. And I wonder how many people grasp that, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, like you said, when you're doing it the right way, rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, even after you get off of the product, your metabolism is still boosted. Now, over time, will you lose collagen protein? Will you start to lose the muscle mass again? Yes, over time you will, but it's not going to be like overnight like that. It's going to take time. So, you know, I lost 40 pounds with this several years ago, and I've maintained it and keep it off, and I just use Calitrin for maintenance. So I don't even stay on it all the time. But you can check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the science behind how it works for weight loss and the side benefits is on there. We've also got a huge special big summer sale on there, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us with questions toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Well, one of the things you want to do when you dial 833-TOPLOSS is to use the code DOUG, D-O-U-G. You get free shipping, access to a lot of these really special deals, the special summertime deals at Calitrin. Again, the best way to connect is to go to the website, toploss.com. Our thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. At 59 after, this is Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.